Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Got a text and then a caller. Read me the text, Luke, that came in.
Yeah, so you can always text in at 844-967-2789. And Josh of Madison had a question for you about ending the filibuster. He said, it sounds good right now, but what about when Republicans gain control eventually and there is no filibuster to stop their ridiculous legislation at that point? Is this really a good idea? Josh wants to know.
It's a good point, and that's what people are conflicted on. Here's my response, Josh. Moscow Mitch already got rid of it for anything he wanted. He got rid of it for Supreme Court appointments because there was a filibuster before that. So I think what we have got to do is we were prepared to get rid of it on a case-by-case basis, for instance, organizing the Senate. If he persisted, because right up until the other day, the Republicans controlled the committees. They controlled the committees from the last Congress, and they wouldn't organize the Senate. I think Schumer went to him privately and said, we're getting rid of it for that. And then he caved. We are going to continue on the Supreme Court business. We're not going to get 10 votes, and we're going to let Biden do whatever he wants. And we're going to do it with 51 votes. What I think you do is you do carrot and the stick. You use budget reconciliation to get rid of the big financial stuff, which they did anyway with the tax cut, and they almost got rid of the ACA, Affordable Care Act under it. We're going to do that with $1.9 trillion on the COVID relief. And then after that, I think you go carrot and stick. Something big comes up and you say, Moscow Mitch, you better be in good faith on this point, and you want some changes, we'll consider it, but otherwise we'll go nuclear. In other words, do it case by case. They've already done that, Josh. They already did it. They already did it on the Affordable Care Act and through budget reconciliation. They use budget reconciliation for the tax cut, and on Supreme Court, they just got rid of the filibuster. So I think we've gone into a modern theory of filibuster, where it's case by case. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next in line. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I have 2 points. One, on the new impeachment, will they refer to the old impeachment as being obstructed and illegal because the Republicans managed to prevent witnesses from testifying and ignored subpoenas? That's question number one. Question number two, I hope that our buddy Ron Johnson is implicated, not maybe named, but implicated as a co-conspirator, because all these guys have to be called co-conspirators. They won't resign. They won't do anything. They want unity. Of course they want unity. They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to be titled co-conspirators. So could you, give me your reflections on those 2 points? Thank you.
Yeah, excellent points. Excellent points. And here's the two responses. First of all, on revisiting the 26th impeachment, there's a lot of things they could do. There's no statute of limitations on impeachment. They could also impeach him on obstruction right now, a lot of other things. They made a tactical decision to limit it right now to the insurrection. And they haven't even put one in for the extortion call to Reffensperger in Georgia, where Trump said, I need 11,780 votes. But the fact is that you can bring that in as associated conduct, prior conduct, contemporaneous conduct. So the crime occurred right there in the Capitol, in the Senate chambers. The crime occurred. They were going to hang Mike Pence. They broke into the Senate chambers. That's the crime. It's on TV. Yes, the Republicans, frankly, committed felonies in the earlier impeachment. They did blow off subpoenas, and they lied about the reasons, and that's obstruction, that's a felony. But do you go after them now on that? When you have somebody on 100 crimes, do you basically nail them on one just to get everyone's attention? That's what we're doing. Yeah, and the second thing is with Ron Johnson. I believe that he was one of the origins of the insurrection, along with Hawley and along with Cruz. And anybody in the Senate who continues to lie and continues to lie. Gymnasium Jordan in Ohio still says that Biden's not legitimate. Anybody who says that was an illegitimate election has produced the violence. Because a lot of those people who were violent, in my view, actually believed it. Actually believed it. They were not just political contrivers. And when you have the big boys, you have the permission givers, you have the senators and the congressmen telling you that there was fraud and that an illegitimate person is in the White House, you, whatever violence you do was caused by the people who said that. And Bill, Ron Johnson has done so many things to betray this state and this country, but that is really at the top of the list. Thanks very much for calling in. Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Pizza Box Mike, the host himself from Saturday. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I'm a little concerned that I'm watching CNN saying we should look to Wisconsin and how we opened up our schools. And I wonder if they understand that our Republican legislature is at a point where they're trying to end the mask mandate, which would be a disaster for our schools. And I don't think you can compare up north to smaller districts to the bigger districts. There's just no way to be as safe in a huge school. You don't have all the equipment you're going to need to separate people. And then on another note, why in the hell is Nikki Haley up there saying we should just let Trump go? Well, I'll tell you why. Don't look to Wisconsin. You should have looked in 2011. And that's when Nikki Haley was wholeheartedly backing. Scott Walker came up here, raised money. These are bad people, and I just don't understand what's wrong with Republican voters. I really don't. What kind of unreality world do you live in that you don't even know who's doing the damage to you and the future of your children? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Pizza Box Mike, very good stuff. I hope you hit some of that on your show on Saturday at noon. Pizza Box Mike, thinking outside the pizza box. Here are the two things. You raised two good points. One of them, which is... it has to do with the opening of the schools and why we're somehow a, you know, sort of a paragon. The first of all, there's a lot of schools in this state that are not open. I mean, they just flat out aren't open. So, I mean, I don't know where they're getting that somehow we opened up our schools. There are very, very good people on either side of that debate. There are a lot of parents and a lot of educators and pediatricians who say that, especially in the younger grades, if you're talking kindergarten through, say, fifth grade, they don't get the same kind of education, and a lot of it's socialization. But the problem is it's a health threat to the teachers and the staff, and increasingly to kids who, even though they're more impervious to the COVID, they're not entirely. And there is a phenomenon of pediatric or juvenile exposure that can be very, very serious. That's something I think we have to rush to herd immunity as quickly as possible. We got a Nikki Haley. She wants to be on a VP on the ticket in 2024. That's the only reason she's doing any of this stuff. She doesn't have the chops. She was the governor of South Carolina for a while, did a lousy job. Then she batted her eyes and became the UN ambassador and didn't do anything. All she does is stick up for Trump and anybody. She puts her finger in the wind, anybody who she thinks that somehow is going to clear the way for her. And she checks a lot of boxes, a woman, you know, somebody from an Indian background and so forth. Well, that ain't going to work anymore. She's no good. We don't want her. Out she goes. Well, we're coming to the end of Matt Flynn Direct. We're going to be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, there's great programming set up, syndicated programming. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, is Earl Ingram, Robinson, the whole schmear. Saturday, great Saturday programming. Great Saturday program, leading with Pizza Box Mike. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. Noon on Saturday and a lot of other great programming on Saturday. So I'm signing off for today. Back tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct.